Praise 100.9. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland, giving you an opportunity to share your thoughts, your perspective, and your views on a broad range of issues impacting your neighborhood, community, your city, our nation, and indeed our world. Today, we have another great show. This morning is our third and final installment of our healthcare series on holistic and alternative medicine. Of course, holistic and alternative approaches to medicines, which includes vitamins, supplements, plant extracts, herbs, etc., are disciplines that have emerged as a vital resource to both supplement and, in many instances, bolster the health needs of millions of people around the country and around the world. Back in the studio with me this morning is Vince Feliciano, public relations and marketing consultant and wellness coordinator and member of the board of directors for Corrective Care Wellness, Inc., a nonprofit organization that is geared toward natural health and holistic alternatives in North Carolina, reaching out to the sick, elderly, and disadvantaged in the Charlotte community. Also joining me in the studio is Ty Kim Spencer, also of Corrective Care Wellness. Ty Kim practices muscular therapy and is a strong proponent of natural healing, raising 5 children with vitamin supplement roots. Ty Kim believes that the best way healing begins is at home, with attention to diet, exercise, and preventative measures to head off disease at the pass. Vince, Ty, thank you so much for joining me again this morning. This is our third installment of our health series on corrective care, and I certainly appreciate you coming in this morning to continue and to conclude our discussion on this issue.
No, we wanted to thank you very much for having us. These shows have been exciting. It's good to get our name out there and let people know what opportunities are available to them for their physical health. Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, I'm going to get you folks in a little bit of trouble. And, you know, radio is theater of the mind, and usually they frown upon reading huge swaths of information, but I do think it's important because you've provided some really good, tangible information for people to improve their health. But what is important to me, and probably important to many people out there, is what the benefits are of alternative and holistic and, of course, corrective care, and what the conventional medicines are doing to the body. I think that is so important. And I read some very provocative information from the website Disabled World Towards Tomorrow, which provided a bevy of information regarding OTC drugs. It says, few people research the plethora of side effects for prescription or over-the-counter OTC drugs, not to mention that prescription and OTC drugs are formulated to take over and hijack your body's biochemistry. Prescription and OTC drugs force pressure or force blood pressure to be lower or higher, or force the liver to stop manufacturing healthy cholesterol. In fact, prescription or OTC drugs do interfere with normal human metabolism, and that is one reason why prescription drugs are killing people. Yet, conventional medical doctors rely on propaganda about the unknown side effects of holistic health care to convince people that only prescription or OTC drugs are safe. It is not that they are terrified about the side effects of holistic health care. They are terrified of people being well, and they won't have their business of prescribing lifelong pills and potions. Western medicine is profit-driven. I would like for you to respond to that.
Those are harsh words. Would you not agree?
Very.
Okay. Now, we didn't say that.
No.
But if you've listened to this show for the last three, this one being the third show, you know that that's what we've been trying to say.
Yeah.
In not so many words.
Yeah.
We've
yeah.
been trying to say that people need to recognize who the enemy is, if you will, well, at least according to that commentary.
Right, right.
And realizing that there is a real serious situation that's happening in our country.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's worldwide, but we're concerned with what's going on in our country, in our community.
And I should have issued a disclaimer prior to reading that information, because this information didn't come from any of your literature. This is something that I pulled from the website.
Mm-hmm. And that's the wonderful thing about the web, mm-hmm. is that any Joe can go on there and they can look up information. They can get good information. They can get valid information, information that's going to help them to be proactive, because that's what we're trying to put forth in this community, is that people have to really get more get more of the importance of being proactive about your own health.
You
cannot sit back and expect that the doctor's prescribing you everything across the table is going to be the best thing for your body.
Right.
Half the time when people come into the office, they can't even feel what their body is supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unusual to them if you ask them, do you go to the bathroom more than two times a day to eliminate fecal matter?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, no, are you kidding me? I only go like once every couple of days.
Wow.
And that's sad, because that's not how our bodies are supposed to function.
Yeah. 74% of American population desire a natural approach to health care. Any thoughts?
Well, they have a desire, which is awesome. That's what we want.
Mm-hmm.
But how many of that percentage is doing something about it?
Right.
How many of them are still referring to their doctor? Well, my doctor said I need to do this. My doctor says I need to do that. I should avoid this. I should avoid that. And again, I've said from the beginning, we're not against doctors. We understand their role in society and we appreciate their role in society, but they have taken liberties with the minds of the American people.
Yeah.
They have taken liberties with, well, they are going to trust us. They're going to do what we say. We have the head knowledge to be able to throw a couple of words around they don't understand. And when we say those words, they're going to lean on us to explain those words and what they mean.
Exactly.
So it's a head game.
Yeah.
And all we're trying to do is get people to wake up and realize that it's time to take your own health care, your wellness, into your own hands. You can do, as Ms. Spencer said, you can do your own research on the internet and find out many of the things. And then, of course, she has specific techniques that she's learned where she can actually approach the muscle levels and other physiological levels that you can't necessarily do from home, but they're non-invasive.
Right.
They're going to heal you and take care of problems. So,
but beyond, and I'm sorry for interrupting, but beyond the internet, Corrective Care Wellness is a facility where folks can come and get the information and then evaluate what is actually happening, and you will be able to assist them in evaluating what is going on in their bodies.
Yes, we're very happy to work along with the information that many of them bring. Some will say, can I bring my MRIs? Can I bring my reports from my doctor? And we're happy to work along with that,
mm-hmm.
and to help guide them so that they can backtrack out of the circumstance that they find themselves in.
Right.
It's very, very important, again, when you're dealing with people who have serious issues going on. They're on dialysis. They have rheumatoid arthritis that has them in a wheelchair. Then we do have to work in conjunction with the medical facilities that they themselves have gone to look for help in the beginning. But again, what we're doing in our office ends up being the stopping point.
Right.
It really does end up being the stopping point where people start to see a reversion back to health.
Now, 4 in 10 people are now integrating holistic medicine with conventional medical treatment. Are you supportive of those efforts to for folks to bolster their healthcare needs with holistic medicine?
Very much so. Mm-hmm. Very much so. You asked me, I think it was in the first show,
mm-hmm.
What my background is and how I work. I use traditional Chinese medicine and methodology and techniques. Along with that, there's kinesiology and other techniques such as neuromuscular therapy, where people can really gain a lot of understanding about their own bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's a reintroduction, you to yourself, so that you know how to handle yourself once you've completed the process in our office. Because that's another thing that we're looking to happen, is that people come in, they feel ill. They don't come to us forever. It's a process that you go through where you get to a point, you understand what it is that you need to do on your own, and you're doing it.
Right. Now, usually I wait till the end of the show to talk a little bit about some of the things that are coming up and what you're doing. But you've been talking for the last 3 weeks about a movie that's coming up, and I really want to get that in early. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. We are, again, showing 2 different films, one on Friday, August the 3rd, and one on Saturday, August the 4th. The first one is called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. And again, this is a documentary on a gentleman that was told that if he doesn't turn his life around, he could be dead within a year,
mm-hmm.
Or very shortly. And he decided to start juicing. instead of taking the medications that the doctor had recommended, he starts juicing.
I've seen the commercials. Very provocative. Very provocative.
It's an amazing film. I remember the first time that I saw it. I actually saw it a few years back, and it stuck with me so that when we were deciding what we would like to show our community, that was the first thing that came to mind, showing people the benefits of using natural resources, which in this case he was using kale and lemon juice and all these fruits and vegetables that he was putting in, but he was taking them three times a day, and essentially replacing meals with those drinks. And by doing that, he turned his life around. He started losing weight, his cholesterol started to go down, all these powerful benefits came from it, and then he started showing it to others. So it's a very compelling film. It's not that long, but it's very compelling.
Well, this morning, and I need to be forthcoming about this. This morning, I worked out really intense. I mean, it was a real good workout. And I said to myself, you know, maybe I should have these folks come in every day. That way I can work out every single day. It's something that's, I don't know. But there is a benefit to not only incorporate good eating and providing alternatives, medicines in terms of supplements and vitamins, but also that exercise.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that.
Well, exercise, I mean, there is not a doctor in the world that we know of or have ever heard of that doesn't agree that physical activity is one of the most key elements to your getting better, and that's something that no doctor can seem to argue. So where we'll be showing this film is at Energy Fitness, and I've talked extensively with the people in charge there, and they've been wonderful with us, and allowing us to use their facility for showing the films. And in exchange, you know, we put in a good word for Energy Fitness. I got a membership through them there since, and have been doing my workouts. So they, out of their own words, and I'm not leaving any names because they asked me, don't drop any names, just let them know that we are working with you, and we completely are in line with your vision of helping the people in the Charlotte community. So big shout out and thanks to Energy Fitness for helping us to set this up. And yes, exercise is so vital.
Well, absolutely. And interestingly, you bring that up. 12% of Fortune 500 companies are now offering alternative medicine as part of their health care compensation packages. Any thought about that, Ty?
I think that's important that companies are beginning to view it as a viable prospect for their employees, and actually one of the best ways for their employees to stay on track with work. Many people have found that, you know, just simply increasing your nutrients and exercise and getting enough sleep is the way that they keep the flu off of themselves every year. Everybody's running around every year, oh, I got my flu shot. Well, you don't need a flu shot if you just do some of these simplistic type activities and take care of yourself.
Well, let me interrupt. What about individuals? I used to work the overnight shift, and so my circadian rhythm is still off.
Shot.
I'm still trying to recover from it. But what about individuals who are struggling to get enough sleep because of that particular shift?
Well, the people that work the third shift, it's a little bit harder for them because we are not built to be nocturnal.
Right.
What I do suggest to those ones, and I am working with a few individuals now who are nocturnal for the sake of work, again, increasing your supplement intake will help you to raise melatonin levels in your system so that you can rest when you do lay down to rest. It'll be a good rest. It'll be solid. It won't be something that's kind of choppy wherein you're not feeling rested when you wake up.
Right. Now, I have a page, and it talks a little bit about natural remedies for high blood pressure and some others, and I want to get your response to a couple, and I think you're familiar with garlic. Talk about the benefits of garlic, and what I've read here in a meta-analysis of 7 randomized controlled trials of garlic supplements, 3 trials showed a significant reduction in systolic blood pressure, and 4 in it, and help me with this word, systolic, am I pronouncing that correct? Okay, blood pressure. Researchers concluded that garlic powder supplement may be of clinical use in patients with mild high blood pressure. Any thoughts?
I have a number of clients that I've worked with who do not have mild blood pressure. They have been diagnosed by their doctors with extreme cases of high blood pressure. And in those instances, a change in the diet and kale was a big one that Vince mentioned earlier that you'll see in Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. When you combine that garlic, fresh garlic, with the kale, you can take a person who has been on high blood pressure medication for years and turn their whole circumstance around. Now, people don't generally want to eat garlic that's fresh, and that's the bigger problem, is that I don't want to go around and breathe on anybody. Well, you want to continue breathing.
Yeah.
So it would behoove you to kind of decide, you know, maybe I carry some mouthwash, some breath freshener. But again, yes, garlic is one of the most powerful antioxidant-like foods that we have at our disposal, readily at our disposal.
Now, talk a little bit about hawthorn and fish oil, as well as folic acid.
Well, I'm gonna pinpoint the fish oil.
Okay.
More so because without the essential fatty acids, your body is not going to produce hormones. It's not going to produce on the cellular level. It's not going to produce in the way that it needs to for you to stay healthy, to maintain a semblance of health that you would appreciate. You need those essential fatty acids and all of them. So when people do fractured nutrient therapy and they go out and they purchase omega-3 or they just get 6, they get 9, well, I'm going to go get some DHA because somebody told me that that would be good to add in. You can't do that. That's not how the body works. You have to have all the components in place.
Right.
And I'm going to interject here that that's one of the reasons why we really appreciate Youngevity, because Youngevity products are a complete nutritional product.
Right. Mm. Now, Vince, the media is difficult to penetrate given the fact that billions of dollars are spent on conventional medicine as well as the unhealthy foods. And I think we talked about this during our last segment where New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg is outlawing or banning, the huge sodas that folks are drinking. So talk a little bit about how you penetrate the market in terms of being able to get your information out there.
As mentioned last week, that has been the challenge, trying to get people to turn their attention to it. And what you have to do is really show a need for it. And people have to, before they realize that there's a need for it, they have to develop a want for it. You know, it's kind of like someone puts something in front of you that's delicious and you are already familiar with what it is. It doesn't take much convincing for you to eat it, right? Someone puts some ice cream in front of you.
You know my butter pecan.
That doesn't take any convincing to you, right?
Right,
you're going
right.
to take it. But if let's say your mother gave it to you, she gave you kale and garlic and mixed it along with some other things, would you be running to take it or would you need some convincing?
Well, if it's over rice, I think that might be.
A little saute. I got you.
And I think presentation plays a huge role in how we are able to market these kinds of supplements.
And that's very, very true. You bring up a good point there, too. Because presentation is the first impression, right? That's really the challenge, and we're always trying to approach it from new angles. Being able to do radio shows like this has been one great step for us to be able to accomplish that. But we'd like to get ourselves seen as well.
Now, you know, you are a success story in that you've lost some weight. And you talked a little bit during the first segment of our series about some individuals who have benefited from the programs that you provided. And I really want to end on that, some of the success stories.
Well, one that I really want to talk about today is a mom who delivered at 33 weeks. She didn't deliver. She had a C-section. But she had been told by the doctors at about 24, 25 weeks that her babies, because they have a syndrome called Noonan's, would be going out of the womb and almost straight into surgery for a heart defect. This syndrome is basically the simplest way to explain it is that tumors grow within the myelin tissue in the body as the fetuses are developing, and it can create everything from heart defects to terrible contortions in the physical frame of the body. Well, I'm happy to say that those babies were delivered at 33 weeks, and one was 5 pounds mm-hmm. and some ounces, and the other was 4 pounds and some ounces, and that's a phenomenal thing
right.
when you're talking about premature babies as well as babies that have a syndrome. It just would not have happened without her going through our program. It wouldn't have. And we can't get the seal of approval from the doctors. We're not going to get their stamp of approval. That's okay, because they'll just say, well, you know, it just changed. That's all. Everything just changed before they were born. But mm-hmm. we're talking about this span of about 6 weeks that we were working together.
Mm-hmm.
And she had made phenomenal changes in her diet and in the amount of nutrients that she was taking, and not just what she was taking. We had her utilizing the Youngevity. And we're happy to say that the babies are here and they do not have to have heart surgery.
Amen. Vin, talk a little bit about some of what your program offers.
Okay, well, we have other aspects too that I was thinking about it this morning before we came in, and I said, what have we not covered yet that our company does? And I realized that we haven't yet to bring up that we have a pet program as well.
Okay.
People can bring in their pets and also have treatments done for them. I know that Ms. Spencer has had several stories about that maybe she could share with you on helping people who brought their animals in instead of going to the vet, and she was able to completely reverse their animals' health. And then another one, too, we also are involved with trying to help people in our community with other avenues of their wellness, not just healthcare, mm-hmm. but also financial and other areas where people are concerned with their lives. We have programs for helping people to start working and starting their own business.
Mm-hmm.
And we have ways to help people to get out of financial difficulties and start to make a dent in all the payments that they have to make.
God. Yeah.
So our program is more than just physical wellness.
Yes.
We're talking about your overall wellness. And I wanted to make sure that we put that out there and people know that this is why we want people to start looking at corrective care wellness as a means to help themselves.
And of course, that is a huge stress reliever when you don't have any bills. Imagine being debt free. Oh man, something that I yearn for. We have just about 2 minutes left in the show. I did want to ask about the FDA and some of the rigorous evaluation processes they have with respect to some of the supplements out there. Any thoughts about the FDA, and even if their standards are preventing really good supplements from coming to market?
I would have to say that as far as the FDA is concerned, and I don't want them to sick the IRS or anybody on me, but the FDA has a standard, which it's great that we have standards because we're one of the few countries that has standards to keep people safe. But those standards are so low
mm-hmm.
that even the natural health companies, if you put in 3 to 7% of a particular item, then you can call it 100%.
Mm-hmm.
That's like me telling you, and I'm going to give you a $20 bill, and I give you 20 cents. That's not okay.
Right.
And unfortunately, that's the way the standard is. And so we have worked really hard to find companies and products that hold themselves above that standard, and then we can provide the information to the clients that we work with so that people are really getting what they're paying for.
Okay, well, we have just about 30 seconds real quick, and I'll give you another chance to talk a little bit about the film that's coming up. Give me 3 superfoods that people will have, will benefit from immediately.
Kale, garlic.
Strawberries.
No.
Inside some ice cream.
Tucked in ice cream.
I'm sorry.
Wrapped in bacon too.
Kale, garlic, and spinach.
Okay. All right. And Vince, you have the film coming up. One more time. Where could folks get that information?
Yeah. Over at Energy Fitness, which is located on Sardis and Independence behind the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Now, that's an interesting spot.
Isn't that? Yeah. Make sure you go right past that Wild Wings. Don't stop by. Yeah, that is interesting.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's all right. And as I mentioned, August 3rd and 4th, two different films. One, the first one, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. And the other one, which I didn't get to go into too much today, Food Matters. And that one, you know, if you had to pick one or the other, I would rather see more people go to Food Matters than Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead is kind of a primer. But the real impactful one is on Saturday, August the 4th in the afternoon, Food Matters. You can check out our website at www.correctivecarewellness.com. And our phone number is 704-713-0327. Please give us a call or contact us on the website. And if nothing else, please research the internet and find out what alternatives you have. You don't need to continue on the path where doctors are telling you what you need to do, and you'll be happy on this decision.
Absolutely. Vince Feliciano, Ty Spencer, Corrective Care Wellness. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll wrap up the show. This is Community Voices on Praise 100.9. We'll be back in a moment. Praise 100.9. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland. I want to again thank my guests, Vince Feliciano and Ty Kim Spencer, for providing very, very important and, in my judgment, profoundly critical information about holistic medicine and corrective care wellness. It behooves us all to learn as much as we can about these alternative approaches to benefit our health needs. I encourage you to log on to their website, www.correctivecarewellness.com. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland. If you have any comments on today's show, please send me an email, ronholland@radio-1.com or ronholland25@yahoo.com. I also invite you to visit my blog for some insightful and provocative commentary, www.ronhollands.blogspot.com. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's Community Voices. I'm Ron Holland. We'll talk with you next week.